everybody. We are the Let's Talk Divots podcast. I think you're getting to know us by now. My name's Casey Johnson, a 13-year PGA of Canada member who now walks inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour as a caddy. I'm joined by my co-host, Captain Ron Dunn, wears many hats out there on the tour. Super stroke rep, putting arc rep, walks inside the ropes with the boom mic on the Golf Channel, and also hauls some luggage around. We are here because we just love spreading golf. We want to grow the game. We want to grow the women's game. And we would just really help us if you helped us out on our mission in growing the game. We are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. And you can just continue to help us out. Like we've said, we've been growing in over 40 countries on this planet, which is absolutely blowing our mind. We love how the way the internet works, but there's a lot of people out there that that just want to continue to share our mission and are interested in women's golf, the LPGA, and just growing the game. So like us, share us, comment, and we will continue to interact with you. We really appreciate it. We love hearing from you. And without further ado, we're going to jump into this pod. But first of all, there's just a little bit of housekeeping. And this week's sponsor of the golf tournament was Cambia Health Solutions. And we just want to give a giant shout out to Cambia Health Solutions. They've been a sponsor of this year's tournament and many years in the past at the Edgewater Golf Club in Portland. Their mission is to serve as a catalyst to transform healthcare, creating a personal focus and economically sustainable healthcare system. Cambia has been recognized by Ethisphere Institute as one of the world's most ethical companies in 2020. By improving the health and vitality of our communities, it's more than just a tagline, it's a mission, and that is Cambia Health Solutions. They've been so generous. They've worked with the LPGA, not only the LPGA, but about a dozen caddies. They've offered some hat sponsorships, myself included, and we're representing them because, you know what, I'm on board with just a great company and, you know, helping the people out, community-based. I'm an ethical person, and I just think it's great. They jumped on board and wrote a little stimulus check to a bunch of the rookies out there this week. And, you know, they just continue to step up. There was a lot of crazy weather. You know, Portland's had it pretty hard. Portland's strong, by the way, with the buttons we were all wearing this week. And with all the wildfires, it's nothing new on the news. And they were dead set in getting this tournament off because it's just so good for the community as well. So Cambia Health Solutions, go ahead and check them out on the web. I am going to go ahead finally and say, Ronnie, what's up, brother?
Hey, good evening, Casey. Welcome, welcome. Here we are on the road. We hit the road from Cambia. We're on the road here going towards, where are we going? Back east.
But seriously on the road, man. Like, if anybody doesn't know, like, we are on the road in the studio driving an RV from Portland to New Jersey.
Yeah, we pulled over somewhere off of the Hood River to shoot this pod here. Had a little bit of burger over at Frosty's place.
What was the name of that place anyway? Like, Frosty's, oh man, Unreal Burger, Frosty's, middle of nowhere. Get on it. Yelp review coming at you hard.
But the Edgewater course, that took front and center today. 1925, that place was built. 95 years it's been out there. LPGA has been there for 49 years. Weather was perfect today, 73 Fahrenheit, 23 Celsius, but it was just rocking beautiful. Bluebird City of Commerce Day today.
And you know what? I want to get into the golf course, what it felt like to be home, because I felt almost home to Canada and the weather. But let's just jump into some golf. Ronnie, Georgia Hall.
Georgia Hall in the second playoff hole. It took her two to go. She bogeyed the first 72nd hole, which was, she was very upset about that, had to compose herself. Writer scorecard out, then her and Ashley Buhai, 31-year-old Ashley Buhai, went to the 73rd hole, the 18th hole, replayed that. Both of them had missed a fairway, one right, one left, and a little adrenaline pumping. And
oh, well, man, adrenaline pumping right even before the, you know, she blew it. I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. The golf course played so soft all week. It was definitely scoreable conditions, but in insanely perfect shape. But Georgia pumped up coming down 18, blew it over into the back bunker.
She had a
72nd hole. She had a cushion lead. And I mean, there was so many outs there. Like, I don't know, you know, you're jacked up. There's
Long
a middle of the green. You got to be looking at the iPhone. I mean, that's how we're look. There's no leaderboards out there, but we're allowed to look at our iPhones. And you got to think, man, like, what, you know, middle of the green, a little, maybe a little deep. You know, I don't know. If I'm a caddy in that situation, shit.
I think she knew where she stood. I think she knew she had a one-shot lead. Ashley would just finished a few groups ahead of her. She birdied four of the last five holes. Ashley
for sure
did.
She did. But what's she doing in the back bunker is my question.
Adrenaline, baby, adrenaline. She was from the fairway on the 72nd hole, and she just hit it, you know, straight into the bunker. No hops, no nothings.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. There's so many outs. But anyway, she got the job done. Bogey's 18. They go back to 18.
18 again.
You know what was so cool? It felt like, after the crowd started to form on 18 green there, and they both made pars. Again, Ashley made a great par from the right-hand rough. Georgia actually stuck one in there really tight, inside 10 feet.
Yes.
They both made pars. Off to hole one they go. And then I'm sat in there chatting to Bruce, another caddy, and I was like, man, it feels like there was, you know, a crowd forming because everybody on the grounds were all tested negative, okay, by the way, people. And felt like a golf tournament. Felt like we were following a golf tournament, which was cool.
There was a good-sized crowd at the 18th green, and then after they jumped to the first one and started going down, a good 100, 125 people definitely followed them down to that first green to watch the 74th hole.
I saw you scrambling, man. Yeah, I was like, you just boom, Ronnie out of the corner of my eye. We weren't hanging out. He shoots up. He wanted a bird. He wanted the shotgun seat for this one. And, they both hit good, actually really good drives. Again, adrenaline pumping because they were down there from regulation play. You know, we hit a good drive today, and I was like, man, they've got a short distance in real tough hole location, back left. Both ladies hit it long again, jacked up, and again, man, I'm just like, oh man, there's
both hit the green and ran through the apron in about maybe three.
That's not hitting the green, man. That's
well, they
not
hit the green and rolled it out into the rough.
That's still not a good shot. So, but
Georgia went first. She had a little chip shot. Maybe had to cover 3 feet of rough and chipped it under the apron and rolled it out to good, probably 3.5 feet from the pin.
Two good shots from both of them.
Yeah, Ashley did the same, rolled it to about 3 feet. Then they were kind of looking at each other, who was going to putt first. Neither one of them wanted to go first. They actually called for a rules official to see who was away. And then Georgia got the nod, and she was away, and she drained her putt.
What do you think? Was it, in Georgia's favor, going first, putting the pressure on Ashley? I got to think that you know, her putting that in, Ashley obviously missed. But sometimes you want to be in that, you know, especially when it's minuscule amount. And, you know, Georgia was coming up the hill where Ashley had a little bit more of a slider. But sometimes it's nice to put the pressure on.
100%. I mean, definitely Ashley felt the pressure. There was a little bit of crowd around there. And one volunteer moved right in Ashley's through line as she came up to make her first stroke at the putt. So she backed off, recomposed herself. Maybe it hindered her. I don't know. But then she missed the next one from 3 feet.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, that's a $250,000 putt. But big shout out to Georgia
Moore
Hall.
Purple, that would have been her first victory. Georgia's won before on tour. 2018, her rookie year. She went on to win the Open that year as well.
Yeah, the major winner. Now she's solidified herself with that second win. And I know we were both rooting, you know, nothing against Georgia, but Ashley Buhai and Dave Buhai, her husband, have been guests here on the Let's Talk Divots podcast, maybe episode 5 or 6. So I highly recommend you go back and check out that pod in our cash. But so yeah, we were definitely a little biased in our room.
Oh yeah, I pull for Ashley all the time. She always rides with me, CEO luggage transportation. I take her stuff most of the time, and she's just a real nice rounded person. She's never won out here. She's won at every other level but here. But here's birdies four of the last five holes on a roller just to get into the playoff. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, trending in the right direction. We've got a week off, and we head to New Jersey, then another major, man. It's major season coming up for this. This is weird time in the golf business, obviously. The U.S. Open and the men's side just finished today, and shout out to DeChambeau getting it done with the seven
only man
protein
under par.
Shakes.
Only yeah. man under par, 6 under par, winning the U.S. Open, 120 the U.S. Open.
Yeah, so what about the golf course this week? I mean, played this is my first time here, loved this golf course. What a facility, right through from the chipping area that
beautiful practice area, beautiful. They got a little small little par three course over there. Nobody really utilized it.
Oh, I didn't
watching.
Even know that was there till today. Somebody brought up it. It was like, why haven't we been out here playing this week?
Pristine.
Next year. Yeah, it's because nobody ever uses it. And the practice facility, the chipping area is just like a short game dream. So,
well, today might have started out beautiful weather out there, but let's talk a little about Monday. Monday, Tuesday, it was supposed to be a 72-hole event, cut down to 54 because the AQI, the air quality index, was up to 500. Today I heard someone say it was at 40. It was just a perfect, beautiful day today, but the course played so solid. 265, Daniel King and Ashley Bue had the two low rounds of the day, but you guys, Kelly Tan, put in some numbers up there.
Yeah, you know, we had a great day. We ended up 66 in the last 27
holes. You had a
holes.
Great 27 holes is what you guys had.
Our last 27 holes, we were 9 under par. We got off to a really slow start. Kelly was just having a bit of a tough time adjusting on the Poania greens, but I got to give a little caddy pat on the back. I came in there and started reading some putts. I've grown up on this type of grass, being from Vancouver Island, British Columbia, just, 400 miles north of here type region. So lots of familiarity there, and I love the familiarity of this golf course. Really, really looks similar to it's got a Shaughnessy feel where the CP Women's Open is going to be next year, and can't wait to get up there and play that golf course.
So correct me if I'm wrong, you guys went off around 10-10, and you guys started on the back nine, was it?
Correct.
Yeah, so then you started on the back nine. I had some chores to do. 8 o'clock, I rolled out of the rack to the banging of the door of you dropping off your stuff. All good there, but I had some errands to run, so I didn't get out to the course, get the truck ready for the big road trip here, but I got out there towards the back nine when you guys were just starting the back nine. I think I saw you guys coming in 8-9 and then made the turn, and that's when it all started going good for you guys. You hit a great drive on 10 and or was that one?
Well, it went good from the whole get-go, to be honest with you. We shot 66, but I think we only missed one or two greens, and that front nine could have been just as special as the back. We just didn't get the putts to drop. It was just burning the edges and full of lip outs. So, but she's just a heck of a ball striker, and she's got some confidence moving forward. And
yeah, 5 birdies on that back nine. You guys are smoking it out there.
Smoking, bro.
But hey, you've always kind of taunted the greens books how in past pods. You don't like it. But then she handed you the book today, and you wrote everything on the back nine.
Well, she handed me the book yesterday.
Because she did not want to see it. Is that it? Gets her confused?
The greens books are great, okay? I tout the greens books because I think, well, first of all, I know that it's a revenue stream for another company, like that they wouldn't be able to get by just by making the yardage books. Jeff, I believe, I don't know his company's name, Number One Golf or whatever. So I think it's a revenue stream for those guys otherwise. But they changed the rules a couple years ago where caddies couldn't line up players and things like that. And the reasoning was to, if you're playing golf at the highest level, you should be able to aim yourself, which I totally agree and totally condone and totally get behind. But this is where I tout the greens books, is I'm the same on the green. Like, isn't reading a green the most pure skill out there?
Like, oh, yes, it is. That's it really gets the ball into the hole.
So if you took the greens book out of and again, I'm very vocal about this on the pod over the last half year. Yeah, some of those women have their noses stuck in it, and it's a pace of play, you're reading a book, you're not reading the green, and I think that is a skill set in itself.
And how many times they put that book away, then they get over the putt, then they reach back for the putt, pace of play, you're extremely correct there. It's a lot of time lost looking at those books.
And man, I'm telling you, I haven't used the books that much until Kelly, and especially this week, and she just said, she's like, I want you to look at every putt and just confirm what you already they're perfect.
But
they're,
you got,
they're
you
great,
guys
man.
Played that back nine and 5 under par. You had one birdie on the front nine, 6 under par round day today. Cut was at even. You started at even. You finished at 6 under. Today was a moneymaker for you guys.
Yeah, it was. We shot right up, shot 40 spots up. And, it was a 50. I wish there was 18 more holes, to be honest with you. Obviously, when you're trending in that direction, you'd love to just keep going. But obviously, we're happy with where we finished. But yeah, and the tournament, just for the listeners, got cut to 54 holes this week due to, and this is strange. Like, if you said, oh, great, great birdie on the fifth hole today, I don't even know what the fifth hole is. Like, because of the poor air quality, we show up on Monday, can't walk the golf course. Tuesday, can't see the golf course, can't walk the golf course on Tuesday, no practice, everything's banned. So Monday, Tuesday, which are normally huge practice days, absolutely closed down. Wednesday, we're supposed to have a pro-am. closed, so they moved the tournament to Friday so we can get some practice in. We played 8 holes on Wednesday. They blew the horn.
That's right. 11 a.m. they opened the course up. Players came out, they're flocking 1 or 2 at first, and then it was like piranhas trying to find a spot on the driving range. A few people got to go out and play, and you're right, they blew the horn 4 after they started, about 2 in the afternoon. 3 in the afternoon, the horn sounded because air quality was back up to above 300.
So here I am, caddy, never seen the golf course. We get 8 holes in. Okay, great. Time to go home, sit in the hotel because we were not allowed to do anything else in the bubble. And then the next day they open up play for, again, another 9 holes. So I did get to see 17 holes before the start of the round, but it wasn't a lot of reps to like actually have the memory bank going on of like where is where. But you know what? It's a great golf course and it's in front of you, and that's why you can go out there. And these women are so good at what they're doing. It's not a big deal. Plus, she's seen the golf course. All the players have seen the golf course.
Well, Kelly Tan played tremendous in that back 9 here to close it all out. She's got a week off, heading back to New Jersey as we are. She's flying. We're driving. She's got the big bucks. We got the tanks full of gas, and we're cruising.
Man, more expensive to drive in this rig, but
it is.
How about Georgia and Ashley, both Superstroke players? Shout out to Superstroke with my boy Ronnie here.
Love to see that. 4 of the top 10 had Superstrokes on, but two of them.
Little bit of a money maker for you. A little extra check in the mail there.
A couple extra Benjamins. That's right. When somebody plays Superstroke and wins, I get a little bonus there. So good to see Ashley and Georgia doing it. It was a good little playoff there.
I can't believe the weather difference from like one day to the next. How do you go from like you can't go outside to like
AQI
to starting to see the sky? Like, is that just like the wind rolls through? Can somebody tweet us here? Like, do we have a meteorologist listening right now? But just like from one day to the next, blue skies and absolutely picturesque.
It did rain Thursday and Friday, so that kind of washed a little bit. But Sunday was a perfect blue sky day. It was wonderful out there. Temperatures were great. Scores were low. People were knocking down the stick.
And our hearts out to all the Port Oregonians.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm from Canada. I don't know how you say that, but we know there's quite a bit of hardship out there with some lost personal property and even some deaths. So our hearts are out to them. How about the top 10? Let's round it out.
Yeah, go for it. Let me know.
Georgia Hall, Ashley Buhai, obviously. Moja Tonegarn's had a couple of
great one. But talk to us a little about her looper.
Gary.
She got a new looper on the bag the last couple of weeks. She's done 2 top 10s. Today was a 3rd, and I think he got his walking papers.
Yeah, well, he was 16th last week and 3rd this
boo-hoo.
Week.
And, 16th and 3rd, and I get fired? Man,
yeah, but you
tough.
Know what? Like, I don't know, man.
I know, no chemistry, whatever it was. It wasn't the scoring. It wasn't the play. It's just
you know, her longtime caddy of 3 years went up to the big leagues. He's in the men's tour, and that's just the way it is. She
week
hasn't
in,
had a different
out.
Caddy for a long time. She wants to try some different personalities, and you know, she knows she's a good player. So, but yeah, after a 3rd place finish, I think they probably could have done another week, but hey, who am I, right? I'm not signing his check. So,
Yulimi No, that's right. She was great up there.
Yulimi No tied for 3rd, and Robin Ree, Imbi Park, Caroline Masson, Mariah Stackhouse, Cheyenne Knight, and Jasmine Sonapura are all tied at 10 under. Oh, Mel Reed's
Mel
in there.
Reed right up there. Birthday girl the other day. She
yeah,
had a great
and let's
run.
Talk about that. Mel Reed and Hannah Green were the leaders going
Saturday.
Into today.
That's right.
And Mel Reed shot a couple over. I know Hannah Green was over par, and that's just pressure, man. I mean, and you know what? Yulimi No getting it done, though, with a tie for 3rd place finish. Yulimi No and Hannah Green had a bit of a battle last year, and it's Yulimi's rookie season. I think she was an amateur out here last year. But
it was her first pro tournament. She made it to the
finals.
Blew up on the last few holes.
But you know what? And I was talking to Kelly about this yesterday on the golf course. We're just making conversation, and it's just she's like, why do the same players, you know, have the, you know, the same players are up there this week? I'm like, well, it's the same reason Tiger Woods won at Firestone 7 times. You know, And it's the same reason he wins the Bay Hill. It's like golf courses suit your eye. And clearly Hannah Green, Yalimi Noah have some good feelings here. They maybe like the Poana grass. I don't know. We're going to have to get them on the pod to talk about it. But, you know, golf courses suit certain golfers' eyes. And, you know, you see no different. I that's why Brooke won here twice.
Back to back.
Brooke never came out. She canceled this this week due to air quality. And so did many other players. But, yeah, golf courses suit players' eyes, and I suspect we'll see them up in the, near the leaderboard next year as well.
Yeah, horses for courses, sure. When you get a good feeling.
What does that even mean?
That means that there's special courses for special horses. They get out there and they love it. They love it.
Thanks for clarifying that,
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But what? Yeah, some of the sisters were gone. Cordas, they pulled out. You know, Brooke and Brittany, they split. Nasa Haruoku, she split. Quite a few. And the air quality was so bad on Monday. It was unbelievable. And we didn't even think we'd get a tournament on there as Wednesday rolled around, I thought.
Yeah, it should be interesting moving forward. I mean, we're heading to New Jersey, and there's only 108 players in the field. Daylight's starting to get quite short. You know, every day, I don't know what we're losing, but it's got to be 7 or 8 minutes at this time of year. And 108 in New Jersey in a four-day tournament is going to just be a little bit of a different feel. Normally, it's giant pro-ams and a lot going on over there. So, and even moving forward, KPMG is going to be a full field. But after that, that new drive-on's 108.
Is it 54 holes next week, Jersey?
No, man, it's 72.
Usually they have the huge pro-ams, three pro-am days, and sometimes it only goes to 54, but maybe it's 72.
Yeah, 100% at 72. Okay. Yeah, coming at you. And that's just a little bit different. I don't know why. I'm starting to get used to these 54-hole events. Quite liking it as a
You guys needed another 18 today because you were trending in the right direction. Kelly caught off a little slow start here. But, man, you guys are moving. You guys are someone to look forward to coming up. KPMG, major coming up. Kelly's got a lot of experience under her belt. You guys are really trending in the right direction.
It's major season, man. We got the KPMG and then the U.S. Open in December and also the CME Tour Championship in December. So the Fall Classic in Asia has been canceled. It's just going to be – there's going to be a little bit of a weird stretch coming up here with some time off, so we got to get some pods in coming at you guys.
One thing, week in and week out, I'm just amazed how many caddies change bags and things like that. I don't want to jinx it for next week. Unreal, but I don't want to jinx it for next week, but I might be wearing a different hat next week, getting a different job out there. Right now, the jury's still out if I get inside the ropes.
Yeah, just leave that mute, man, for now.
I'm excited for Jersey, man. Of course, it's straight in front of you. It's an easy walk. There's going to be a lot of old friends there.
Ron, could you possibly fit another hat on your head?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room. How many more hats can you fit on there?
We'll see. But next week's gonna be exciting, man. I'm looking forward to just getting back to the East Coast, leaving the West Coast behind. We'll be back there for a major after that. Then we got a week off. And
let's tell the people where we're going
next week.
Right now, man, we're driving 3,000 miles in the studio on wheels. And where's our first stop, Ronnie?
Well, we're gonna pull over here in a little bit, but tomorrow we're going to be a big day, probably 15-hour drive day, and then we're going to go to sleep, watch the sunset in Yellowstone National Park.
Boomtown.
Boom!
Hit us with a little tweet, a message, letstalkdivots@gmail. Where is your favorite? I've never been to Yellowstone. Ron, have you been to Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Okay. Old Faithful, baby. Buffalo's roaming around. The lodge there is awesome. The crystal clear sulfur pools. You're in for a treat. We're going to drive right through. We're going to enter the West Gate and exit the East Gate, spend a day in there, cruising around, watch the moon come up. We're going to have a good time. But then after that is drive town, man. Drive.
Yeah, so, yeah, awesome. Really looking forward to that. And any recommendations, we appreciate it.
Yeah, let us know where to get our giddy-up on when we get there. Yeehaw.
So, yeah, anything else? We didn't
want to do some picks?
Yeah, well,
I've got Kelly Tan. I'm putting some money. I'm going to Atlantic City. Gambling is legal there. I'm going to go find a sports book.
Well, we're going to have to do another pod, so, let's wait a week.
Okay, you got that. We'll wait a little bit. But fired up to get up back on the road here. What a great tournament. Shout out to Cambie again for stepping up and sponsoring the hats for all the fans, for the players, the caddies, making a little extra change in their pocket. But what great shape the course was in.
And Mark Gans, you know what? Mark Gans is the CEO of Cambie, and he was on the first tee today. We had a really great chat, and he's just a great people person, and he just bleeds the LPGA. He was telling me how much he loves it and how he just wants to be involved. He's coming up on maybe taking a step back from Cambia. Maybe that's not news that I have no idea. We just met today, but he said he just wants to be involved with the LPGA moving forward. So
he's moving the needle in the right direction. That guy's a good, solid gentleman.
Absolutely. So, well, we wrapping up, man. That was a bit quick, short and sweet, but I guess we got to hit the road. We got to do some more driving or what?
Well, sure. I'm good with that, but I hope you guys enjoyed it out there. A little wrap up on the Cambia, Portland, Edgewater Country Club place, man. It was just a great, great time up there. I'm just so jacked that, you know, Georgia Hall got it done. Good for her. 24-year-old getting another W.
Shout out to Georgia. And again, please go ahead, like us, share us, comment. We are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms, and we just super appreciate your help and in helping us grow this beautiful game of golf. All right, y'all, peace.